most of the information that he received was anonymous. And acting on it, he found it was always reliable. And as a result, he took it for granted without questioning its source or authenticity. Here was his fatal weakness. Information was sent that a cache of arms was to be found in a dump at Dalton's Bridge, Knocknagashal. It was a booby trap. He, with Captain Dunn and Lieutenant Stapleton, were killed, and several of their men were also killed or badly injured. These officers were very popular with their brother officers. And when their comrades saw the condition of the victims, they went berserk and demanded vengeance. A group of prisoners were taken from Ballymullen Barracks in Tralee to Ballyseedy, then lashed together with ropes, and an electric vine exploded amongst them. By an extraordinary providence, one of the prisoners, Stephen Fuller, escaped. He doesn't know how. He was found by some friends straying on Grand Mountain the following day, several miles away, and brought to Conbilly Dalles of Cunnachan, where my brother, Dr. Ned, attended to him for severe shock, and he made a miraculous recovery. Four of my comrades were victims.